USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee setting guidelines for today's impeachment vote against President Trump. The House will debate for 6 hours before voting on two articles of impeachment. Trump accused of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress by Democrats, though he denies wrongdoing. And in the Senate, the top Republican, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, says Democrats can still turn back
and not deploy this constitutional remedy of last resort to deliver a predetermined partisan outcome.
Meanwhile, President Trump will be in Battle Creek, Michigan tonight for a campaign rally, and Vice President Pence will be by his side. Congress has approved a bill to protect some 200,000 military families on U.S. bases from hazards like mold, lead, and asbestos. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Weather Service now confirming at least 14 tornadoes touched down in the state of Mississippi alone on Monday, and more tornadoes touched down in nearby states. 4 people were killed. That number may rise. The Weather Service saying the number in Mississippi could end up passing 20 by the time their storm surveys are complete. The U.S. House approving a $1.5 trillion spending bill to avert a government shutdown. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The government funding measure came in the form of 2 separate bills that would cover the cost of running the federal government for the rest of the current fiscal year. Among other things, the bill includes some funding for President Trump's border wall, but with some restrictions. The Senate is expected to approve both packages before leaving for the week, and the president indicates he will sign the measures, thus averting a funding crisis and a government shutdown on Friday.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is blasting the FBI and ordering the Bureau to fix problems uncovered by an inspector general. The secret federal court said the FBI misled it about facts behind the wiretapping of a former Trump campaign advisor. The FISA court is now ordering the Bureau to propose changes to the way investigators get permission for future surveillance and to submit them to the court by the 10th of January. The inspector general said there were missteps in the process, but did not find any evidence that the investigation into Russia contacts with the Trump campaign was politically motivated. A new report claims it will be 257 years before women around the globe will be able to get equal pay. The World Economic Forum yesterday publishing its Global Gender Gap Report. It measured the gender gap in 153 countries when it comes to economics, politics, health, and education, calculating that at the current rate of change, women will achieve equal pay in the year 2277. It also ranked all 153 countries on their gender equality and found that Iceland was the most gender equal country as of now. The U.S. ranks at number 53. On the bottom of the gender equality list is Yemen. And if you're heading to France soon, don't expect to visit the Eiffel Tower. It's shut down because of a workers' strike. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.